Well, Dermot, before we look into this game against Clare on Saturday evening, the semi-final of the Oscar training, we'll just briefly reflect back on that quarter-final tie against the AUL. And given the history that there is between Inishowen and the Dublin side, that was a huge boost coming out of there with a result in the last eight.
Yeah, I think, gosh, like you mentioned, it's only recent involvement we've had with the AUL. They beat us in the final 2 years ago. And then last year, you know, we had them on the ropes in the semi-final and they got through in a penalty shootout. But we always felt we sort of left that one behind us. So to go down there and record a 3-0-1, I suppose, was a fabulous result altogether.
It certainly was. And into to semi-final now against Clare, a side who have also got to the last four and to the final of an Oscar Trainer trophy before. I suppose the first thing is, do you know much about the Banner County, Dermot?
Well, I've just had a brief chat with John Loftus, the Sligo manager. The Clare came up and defeated Sligo 2-1 in the last round. So he's given me a brief rundown on them. But to be honest, Dajan, we usually just concentrate on our own game plan and try and impose our own style of play on whatever opposition we meet. We'll not be taking any special steps to alter our style of play to suit them, you know.
Well, if you're going to stick with the same style of play, you're going to have to stick, I suppose, with the same sort of performance levels that you had against AUL if you're going to try and make it to the final, Dermot.
Yeah, well, that's like we had the players on last Friday night and we'll have them in again later on this evening for a light session this evening. But, you know, that's what we hammered home on the AUL. It's just, you know, there's no trophies handed out for beating the AUL this year. Fabulous and all as the victory was, the challenge now to the players is to repeat that performance and take on and try and get to a second final in 3 years.
Was that performance in the quarter final the best this season, and is it hard to maintain levels of, I suppose, that standard that there is there, Dermot?
Well, I think, you know, we seem to be coming to the boil at the right time, actually, this year, whereas in other years, the last 2 years in particular, we breezed through the groups and undefeated in the previous 2 years. This year, we had a tougher group campaign. We lost our first game in Sligo. We had a good first half against Donegal, but in the end up, you know, we were lucky enough to get a 2-1-1 with a last-minute winner. And then we had a poor enough performance, to be honest, against Cavan Monaghan and a little draw. And, you know, those results meant that we just scraped out of the group this year. But, you know, ever since Christmas, you know, we've had two or three high-profile friendlies against the likes of Institute and Finn Harps, where we played very, very well. And while we only beat the UCL 1-0 in the preliminary round game, if we'd have taken our chances, we'd have won that one quite comfortably. And then, you know, our best performance of the year has come to date down in the AUL and recording that 3-0 victory. So I feel we're just moving along in the right direction, and we're sort of building up a head of steam that each performance is getting slightly better every time we play.
How's the squad looking this week ahead of the game? Is everybody available to you, Dermot?
Yeah, for the first time this season, actually, we have a full squad to pick from. We have 20 players in there, and they're all available, and they're all fit, and we haven't had that in any game to date. The one exception would be Michael Byrne, a long-term injury. But Michael, a big loss in there. But, you know, the players, in fairness, that have come in and come into that position have done extremely well. So I have full confidence in the players.
And how many players in your current panel were there a number of years ago when you got to that final and lost against the AUL and then lost that semi-final? How many of those players have you retained for this campaign, Dermot?
We'd probably retain nearly half of them. So I'd say there's 9 or 10 there that would have played in the final 2 years ago. So that gives us good continuity, gives us good experience as well, you know.
Do you expect a really, really tough game like what you did against the AUL, Dermot?
Yeah, I expect a really tough game from Clare. I've hammered this point home to the players in training and since the AUL game that, you know, you have to give Clare the respect. They're in the exact same position as we were in. You know, they're coming off being beaten in the final last year. They're in the semi-final again this year. So, like, I mean, that shows that they're a good squad. You know, they've come up and they've beaten Sligo and Sligo beat us in the opening group game. We'll have to give them a lot of respect. At the same time, I think that if we can impose our style of play on them and play the high tempo that we're capable of playing, I'd be hoping we get the right result.
And hoping to make home advantage count as well, Dermot McGinn Park on Saturday evening. And if the weather stays good, hopefully you'll get a big turnout to get behind your team.
Yeah, looking for a big crowd to turn out. It's 6 o'clock kickoff, so it's an ideal time for anybody who wants to come out and watch a match. And hopefully we can turn on a performance and qualify for the final.
And just one other question. Finally, Dermot, do you feel that this current group of Inishowen players that you have are maybe that's stronger than what was there a couple of years ago, and maybe can go all the way?
Well, it's one game at a time, I think. You can't look past the semi-final, you know what I mean? I think we showed with our performance in the last day that, you know, on our day we're capable of winning. And again, I have to make the point again that, you know, the challenge is up to the players to reproduce the performance that they produced down in Clonshaw and Dublin. And if we can match that level of performance and maybe even better it, well, I think it'll take an extremely good team to beat us.
Listen, Dermot, thanks again for talking to Highland Radio Sport, and all the best with the semi-final.
Thanks very much, Eugene.